And now this is a dictation for Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S, Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, March 2435. Address as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mrs. Parker, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, CHF. We last visited in September. This is an in-person visit. No hospital emergency room. She spent the winter in the Upper Peninsula. Chronic back pain, and sciatic. Did physical therapy. No anti-inflammatory agents. Lost few pounds from activity. Says to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia. There is constipation but no bleeding. She drinks 6 glasses of water a day. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Minor degree of incontinence on coughing and sneezing. No gross edema, claudication symptom. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Blood pressure at home apparently runs high. Medication list review. Notice hydralazine, verapamil, atenolol, Lasix, losartan as blood pressure treatment. Actually, blood pressure at home that she brought between 130s and 150s over 60s and 80s. Today, however, I got a high number, 180 over 62. She says to be excited about coming in person. This is on the right side, the sitting position. Alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, mild decreased hearing, minor JBD, no localized valvulitis, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no gross ascites tenderness, no edema, no gross focal deficit, weight down from 150 to 143. Next paragraph, chemistry is in April, creatinine 2.1, stable over time, anemia 12.1, a normal white blood cell platelets, present GFR is 23 stage 4, electrolyte acid base normal, nutrition calcium phosphorus normal, PTH not elevated. She's known to have small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5. No indication for dialysis, no evidence of progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. No urinary retention. For practical purpose, no major obstruction. Next number, severe hypertension systolic. This needs to be updated as at home blood pressure is better than here. Before I start changing medications, she's already on maximal dose of losartan. Already on 2 medications that slows her heart rate, which is verapamil and atenolol. Hydralazine we could increase, we have a space. Lasix can be also make it stronger. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, not symptomatic, no treatment. Next number, non-peripheral vascular disease, but at this moment there has been no cardiovascular, cerebrovascular or peripheral vascular symptoms. Of course, I cannot rule out renal artery stenosis. She is, however, on medical treatment with maximal doses of losartan. Also, given her age, any invasive interventions is considered moderate to high risk. She understands the meaning of advanced renal failure, and hopefully we will not need to start dialysis. We start dialysis based on symptoms. I sent a patient to learn about options for dialysis at home, in center, AV fistula when GFR is consistently less than 20, she's 23. We will continue to educate. End of dictation.